Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Bashneft second quarter 2012 IFRS financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Monday the 3rd of September 2012. I'd now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Pavel Sorokin. Please go ahead, sir.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank the company for the opportunity to present, Morgan Stanley to present the company's second quarter IFRS financial results. And now I would like to hand over the words to Maria Radina, Director for Investor Relations of Bashneft.
Good morning, good afternoon, and ladies and gentlemen, so welcome to our results conference call. Today we have with us our CFO Alexey Kurych, our VP for Strategy and Development Igor Marchenko, and Kirill Andreychenko, Vice President for Corporate Governance and Law. Now I will go through the short disclaimer. Certain statements in this presentation may contain assumptions or forecasts with respect to forthcoming events within Bashneft Group. The words expect, estimate, intend, will, could, and similar expressions identify forward-looking statements. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that the actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events or circumstances occurring after the above-mentioned date or to reflect the occurrence of the anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results of Bashneft Group to differ materially from those contained in our projections of forward-looking statements, including, amongst others, the deterioration of deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market changes in our industry, as well as many other risks especially. And now I would like to hand over to our CFO Kurych, who will update you on the second quarter results.
Thank you, Maria. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and good morning. First of all, thank you very much for joining us in this conference call. I have the pleasure to introduce some comments on the results of the second quarter, which you have already seen in the publication. I would like to stress that the results were strong on the back of a favorable macro environment of downstream business and good work of our commercial division specifically. Hereinafter, we use Q1 to Q2 comparison in our analysis. Level of production has changed insignificantly due to the seasonality factor. Our refining volumes decreased was due to the shutdown of the Upimsky refinery plant for scheduled major overhaul for approximately a month and repair works at Novoil refinery. Overall, strong export sales of petroleum products were due to release of stocks and inventories, while retail sales were supported by seasonal pickup in demand. Our financial results reflect good work of downstream team despite crude oil and oil products price decline. Our revenue increased by 4.1%. However, there is a certain decline of EBITDA and net profit in comparison to the first quarter. And this decline, I would say, is attributed to an increase in export duties and excise, and also the refinery repairments that we've mentioned above. And also, we are talking in terms of net profit, we are talking about this seismical work that's been done for Trepsitor that's also reflected in our net profit. Our financial result reflects good work of downstream, despite crude oil and oil products prices decline, as we mentioned above. Some major events over the last quarter. Moody's Investor Service Rating Agency assigned Bashneft a Ba2 corporate family rating and probably of a default rating. Also, the Fitch Ratings assigned the group a BB, long-term foreign and local currency issue default rating. In the second quarter, also Bashneft continued to the reorganization process. First of all, the extraordinary general meeting of shareholders of Bashneft and subsidiaries approved the reorganization of the group through legal merger of its subsidiaries with Bashneft. Subsequently, as part of the organization of the group, Bashneft and its subsidiaries bought back the securities from the shareholders that submitted buyback requests. Also, to mention, Bashnev Group in the second quarter finally paid for several geological licenses in strategic regions in Nau and Bashkortostan. Bashneft retail network in the second quarter increased to 741 petrol stations thanks to the acquisition of 100% stake in Ural Oil, owning a network of 12 filling stations in the Kurgan region. And what's also important to mention, we do have a strong pipeline ready for Q3 and Q4 of 2012. In July 2012, Bashneft's own retail network completed the full transition to the sales of gasoline and diesel fuel complying with Euro 5 standard. Basically, this is what we've been kind of preparing for the last 3 years. Well, in terms of overall outlook, this is it. And if you have any questions, please go ahead.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Pavel Kushner of Deutsche Bank. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the presentation. My question relates to excise taxes. Oil companies are doing a lot and contributing a lot of cash in order to modernize the refineries. And the government provides incentives in the form of differentiated excise taxes, lower taxes for products of higher quality. At the same time, we have recently heard from several finance ministry officials that this practice may be reviewed as the government is considering potential shortfall for the Russian budget when all refineries switch to high quality products output. What do you think about this situation, and what is your view about the government's future plans relating to excise taxes? Thank you.
Well, Pavel, if you don't mind, well, first of all, thanks for the question. I think that basically in terms of the economics of downstream and specifically relating to Bashneft, this is probably one of the most important questions for the next few years. As you know, for the last 3 years, we've been quite heavy in terms of investing in our refineries, and basically we always set a landmark that we should be ready in terms of a full conversion onto Euro 5 as it is stated in the documentation that is signed by the government and kind of agreed by all the other oil companies and Bashneft specifically. What we can say is basically by mid-2013, we should be 100% ready in terms of making Euro 5. However, as you correctly mentioned, there is definitely an economic sense that was put in place 3 years ago when we start talking about the full conversion to Euro 5. So our kind of, you know, bottom line is we're more than ready in 2013 for maximum transition onto Euro 5, but the question mark is to the, as you mentioned, excise duties. And if we keep, and we honestly hope that the difference stays between excise duties for Euro 3, Euro 4, and Euro 5, as it is stated today, then yes, Bashneft is more than interested in terms of maximizing the production of Euro 5. For now, we must say that all of the retail network of Bashneft is already supplied by Euro 5. Also, what's important to mention is next year, by the end of this year, approximately November, December this year, we're opening a new alkylation unit that will help us to increase the volumes of Euro 5 to its maximum.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from Pavel Sorokin. Please ask your question.
Thank you very much for the presentation, and I have two questions, if I may. So the first one would be about steps and feet of development. As we have heard from the press, the conflict seems to be resolved and the lawsuit has been revoked. And the question is, how has this lawsuit affected development plans, if at all, and when do you plan the license to be transferred from Bashneft to Bashneft Polos? And basically, if you can give us a small update on the key milestones in the project for the next year.
Thank you for the question, Paul. What's important to mention is that you're absolutely right. This project is very crucial to Vashneft. So nevertheless, of what's been happening for the last almost half a year now, we've been investing according to our plan into the project of Traps into Top. We do understand how important this preparation is in 2012 and 2013. In terms of, and again, you know, we're stuck to our plan, and so far we've done physically, in terms of preparation, all we intended to by this stage. Also, you know, we have an important 6 to 9 months in front of us in terms of the preparation. So, but again, as far as we see right now, we're right on track. In terms of the transfer of the license, then as you mentioned, we cancelled a lawsuit, and we do have a current agreement with the ministry that the license should be transferred onto Vashneft Polyus, but it's the matter of the wording in the documentation, not less or more than that. And we do believe and we do understand that Vashneft Polyus is a joint venture with a partner, and it's quite important for us that the license should be transferred as soon as possible.
And a small early transfer to Euro 5, basically, if you do it in 2013 as planned, what will be the impact on your financials, roughly?
Well, it's a little early to say in terms of the exact figure for 2013. I would say, if I may, at this stage, before we kind of finalized our budget for 2013, I would say that it's quite significant. How material it's in numbers, I'm sure that we'll be prepared to say as soon as we find out from the ministry what's the kind of the latest update on the exile duties. So, you know, when we see the actual numbers, then we can do a calculation, then we obviously share it with you.
Thank you very much for the answers.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Konstantin Sharapanov of UBS. Please ask your question.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. First of all, I would like to ask a question about the costs. As far as I can see from your results, refining costs increased by 25% quarter-on-quarter in ruble terms, as well as SG&A costs, which added 23% quarter-on-quarter. So could you please explain why this cost items advanced so significantly? So this is my first question. My second question is, could you please give us reiterated guidance with respect to your capital expenditures for this year, and in particular provide some information about the amount of capital expenditures for Traps and Titov this year? And finally, I would like to ask, I would like to specify if it's possible when you plan to announce the final results of your consolidation and share swap the share swap of the minorities in your refineries. So we would like to see the final structure of the company, shareholders, ownership, and so on. So when this information will be announced, because I think it's quite important to know for the market. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if we take the questions in order, the first question is on operational expense of our downstream unit. Then basically, if we go back 5 minutes ago, what I've mentioned in regards to the planned repairments that we had at the Ufimsky refinery plant and the repairments that we had at Novoy that were planned, you know, across the action of the year, then they are the major factors in terms of the increased cost of operations and downstream in refining, in fact. In terms of SG&A, then I would say that, you know, it's more correct to compare 6 months of 2011 to 6 months of 2012, you'll see that there is virtually no difference, and it's basically the fluctuation that we do see within the year, but within the each quarter of the year. Some of the services and some of the expenses were generated more in the second quarter rather than in the first quarter, but overall, you know, it's in line with 2011. That's in regards to the costs for the Q2 2012. In terms of CapEx guidance, then, I mean, I don't think I'll say something different to what we said before. The estimation for the full year for the whole of the streams, meaning upstream, downstream, and the services company, we have somewhere estimation around 30 billion rubles. And TREPS and Titov, again, it's all in the plan, just as we described. The overall capex for 2012, somewhere around 12 billion rubles, or roughly $400 million. That's in terms of capital investment for 2012. And in terms of the restructuring process, may I pass you on to Kirill Andreychenko? They can give you more light on that. Thank you.
Thank you. So we are going to finalize all of our procedures in corporate and the legal procedures till the 1st of October this year. And the new structure of the capital will be published at the beginning of October, at the moment of the finalizing the process of the reorganization. You mean. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from Andrei Gromadin of JP Morgan. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. Congratulations with relatively strong results. I have two short questions. First one is on product yields. What were the main reasons for such low product yields in first and second quarter? For first quarter, it's probably seasonal maintenance, but second quarter is only about 90%. And by product yields, I mean product output to throughput. Usually, it's for second and third quarter, it's above 92%. And second question is about CIS product deliveries. In your view, what's the top limit for CIS product deliveries, volume-wise, on annual basis? Thank you.
If I may, can I start from the second part of the question? Well, in terms of volume-wise, it's really up to the market, you know, and to the some logistic restrictions that we and most of the market obviously been faced during the first and second quarter of this year. So basically, you know, if markets are favorable to us, then obviously everything that's not sold on the domestic market, first of all, goes to CIS market, and then we go on to the Western Europe. But again, it really depends, you know, on the overall macro situation. You know as well as us how the situation is kind of formed within Bashneft. We do on a monthly basis pick the best netbacks, and using the best netbacks we sell, you know, question mark to any other restrictions in terms of the quality of the product, in terms of logistics and the others. That's the second part of the question. The first part of your question, apart from the kind of general and planned maintenance that was done at two of our refineries, we also had a repairments of catalytic cracking that also increased the volumes of VGO, and had a major effect in terms of the volumes of VGO. The rest were in plan, but again, it's the issue of the that for the whole month we had maintenance and repairs at the Klimsky refineries.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from Ivan Komashim of Gazprom Bank. Please ask your question.
Yes, good evening. I have three questions, if I may. The first question is regarding CapEx guidance for 2012-2016 of 2.53 billion for upstream and 1.8 billion for downstream. My question is that they look quite moderate. And whether do you see any risks of substantial revisions of this guidance in the future, considering investments in TREPS and Titov and refining modernization? My second question is TREPS and Titov CAPEX guidance for 2012-2013. On 2012, I have a follow-up. In an interview to Argus, Mikhail Stavsky told that the guidance for this year was 8 billion rubles in the whole, both Bashneft and Lukoil, and it is substantially below the guidance of 400 million that you mentioned some minutes ago. Do you have any comment on this? And the third question is about the next stage or the time frame of the next stage of reorganization. I mean, simplification of Bashneft shareholder structure and elimination of cross-shareholding with System Invest. It is about on 2013 or maybe later. Thank you. Hello?
Hi. Thanks for your questions. Well, in terms of 2012-2015, we are forming a long-term program, apart from, you know, what we have already in our plans. We're forming our long-term program basically right now. When we budget in 2013, we'll review the numbers for 2014, 15, and beyond, and then we'll see what we can share with you. We're not quite ready to give you guidance for the next 2 years. In terms of TREPS into TOF, and when I mentioned the number of $400 million, that doesn't just include the capital investment, as Mikhail Stavsky mentioned, with Lukoil, that is pure capital investment. It also includes the geological and engineering developments that we currently do at the TREPS into TOF. So my figure is kind of general, not that general, but overall expense at TREPS into TOF that includes OPEX numbers from geological engineering developments and an actual CAPEX for 2012. And third question, Peter.
Yes, actually, if we are talking about the next steps of reorganization or reorganization of System Invest, we now, you know, not at position to discuss it right now, because all of our power right now to finalize our organization till the 1st of October. After that, we will finalize our structure of the capital, and we will think about next steps and System Invest as well.
Okay. Thank you. I have a short follow-up on the first question. My question related to the numbers given in the presentation on medium-term CAPEX. My question then would be whether you can confirm it at this stage, whether we can use it in this stage, can we still use them, or they are in some review or something like that. And on the second question, if you have any estimates of 2013 TREPS and TTOF CAPEX. Thank you.
Well, I do apologize for a very short answer, but what I've said right in the beginning, we are right now in the process of updating the numbers, both in terms of, you know, the presentations that you look, in terms of the presentation that you look at right now, and in terms of, you know, specifically targeting budgeting of 2013, and this is the base for the long-term planning for us. So as soon as we are ready with the numbers, I'm more than sure that we'll share them with you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from Zoltan Pafi of Credit Suisse. Please ask your question.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I was wondering whether you can give some more clarity about what attracted you to Iraq. How much capital are you looking to commit to the exploration and potentially development of Block 12 initially, and what are the fiscal terms of the project?
Thank you. Well, Iraq is, you know, like any other investment project for us, is purely an investment project that should bring an additional efficiency to the operations of Bashneft. In terms of, this is, you know, probably as much as we can say right now, what we're concentrating in Iraq in now, and again, you know, quick update, as you know, we are on 70-30% JV with Premier Oil, and basically all the other information is has been distributed through the through the company letter. We are right now intending to spend roughly $120 million on geological and engineering developments, and this is as much as we can say right now. Basically, you know, as soon as we do our first geology, we'll We'll see what's the potential in this asset, and then we'll make a decision. We'll do efficiency model, and then we'll see what we can do, and after that we can share with you the possible levels of CapEx and all the other profile pictures. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Just one very quick clarification. Over what time frame is this $120 million planned to be spent? And secondly, have you agreed with the Iraqi government about a potential service fee already after the cost recovery, or it's yet to be discussed as well?
Well, the final service fee, answering your second question, is not finalized yet. And again, as soon as it's finalized, and hopefully in a very, very short period of time it should be finalized, then we'll share it with you. We'll disclose that information. In terms of the what's the time frame for $120 million, and that's roughly 5 years.
Right. Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from Ivan Kromishim of Gazprom Bank. Please ask your question.
I'm sorry. I have another question, if I may. My question is that is there any chance this year for interim dividends? And has Bashneft discussed any such plans? Thank you.
Ivan, answering your question again quite shortly, and as always, it's basically the question more to our shareholders rather than to us. You know, the principle that we use when we pay out dividends is basically we look at the operational cash flows, we look at the investment cash flows, which have been, as you see, quite good in the first half of 2012. Then we see what's the plan in terms of capital investment for the next few periods, and then obviously, together with the shareholder, make a decision in terms of the dividends. As I've mentioned in a previous answer, we've not finally made our decision in terms of the capital investment program for all streams for next year. As soon as we do that, and that's again that comes with the budget for 2013, roughly at the end of November 2012, then we'll have a pretty clear picture, obviously question marks with the macro situation in terms on the free cash flow of the company. After we have that, we share our views and thoughts with the shareholder, and then we can think of some of any dividends at all. So it's way too early to discuss dividends at this stage, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from Zoltan Palfi of Credit Suisse. Please ask your question. Palfi, your line is open. Please ask your question.
Hi, can you hear me now?
You can be heard,
yes,
sir.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
We hear you very well.
Thank you. The question relates to the extremely good well flow rates you printed from your new wells in 2012. I was wondering, what technology is it mainly attributable to, and is it likely to have further positive impact on your production costs in upstream?
Well, I think as you correctly mentioned, we've managed to increase the debits quite significantly in 2012. At this stage, you know, purely for 2012, we don't see any significant increase to be gained before the end of the year. We're well in plan in terms of the overall levels of production. But in terms of 2013 and beyond, then what I think Mr. Korsik mentioned to the previous call is that we're very heavy in terms of geology right now, and specifically in Bashkiria. As soon as we get that done, as soon as we have more information in terms of the overall reserves within the Republic, then we'll choose the methods, the extraction methods. And as soon as, you know, as we do that, then we'll see how the situation changes. But for what you see, that's probably the maximum that we can get at this stage.
Right, that's clear. Thanks very much.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. There are no further questions at this time, Ms. Radina. Please continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in our call and waiting you in the beginning of December on our third quarter results conference call. Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.